Hurricane Ian is drawing closer to landfall even as we speak, and we'll explain to you what that means. But it's a monster of a storm with winds of 155 miles an hour, lashing Florida's Gulf Coast, heavy rains, and what the National Hurricane Center is calling a catastrophic storm surge. Let's bring in again Jeff George, who has been helping us watch this today. He's director of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. It's a gathering of all our friends at public radio in Florida. And Jeff, explain to us again what this means, because people are seeing the picture and they're seeing it looks like it's, you know, it's already hit Florida. But explain, when you say it hasn't made landfall, what's happening?
Thank you, Robin. And I was looking for just a shred of good news to pass along to you before we started talking. And I just don't have anything as far as that goes right now. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, landfall is technically when the center of circulation hits land, comes ashore. So the eye wall can actually make landfall, which it already has. And that's along the islands of Captiva and Sanibel, just west of Fort Myers. So the eye wall is on shore. And of course, within the eyeball and the eye wall, it's mostly clear and calm. Mm-hmm. But those hurricane force conditions are increasing for Lee County and Sarasota County and Charlotte counties as well. So the hurricane force winds extend 45 miles away from the center of circulation. So all the bad stuff will continue to increase for the next several hours for that area. And water levels near Naples have reached more than 6 feet above normal high tide ahead of landfall. Yeah. And that does eclipse the station record of like 4.25 feet. And that was with Hurricane Irma back in 2017. Yeah. So the, you know what? I do have a little bit of good news,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, please.
And that would be for locations north of Sarasota heading into Tampa, St. Pete. The storm surge threat is nowhere near what it was even several hours ago. Okay. So now that we have a really good idea of the eye wall and where Ian is going to make landfall, north of that, they're mostly going to have an offshore flow. So a storm surge will be little to none, actually. However, the life-threatening catastrophic storm surge is still very likely, like Fort Myers heading south into Naples, like we were just talking about. So Naples, 6 feet right now, but that storm surge could easily get up to over 12 feet, maybe 18.
I'm looking at a picture now. It's the mayor of Naples talking on one of the TV cameras. And out the window, you can see a car that's almost completely underwater. You were explaining earlier, this is chilling, but you were explaining how, you know, what we mean when we say surge. Could you explain that again? You know, as you said, you know, unsurvivable. Why?
Right, because storm surge, when we talk about feet, that's feet above ground level. So it's literal. So as meteorologists and scientists, sometimes there are some things left to interpretation. There could be some confusing things. But please make no mistake, and there's no confusion, that if we're talking about 12-foot storm surge, okay, that's 6 feet over your head if you're 6 feet tall.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the storm surge is caused by the winds from the storm coming from the coastline onshore. So you have storm surge flooding and rainfall flooding, and it's going to continue to increase and be devastating and just life-threatening.
Listen to Jeff George, director of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. This is just no kidding around. Jeff, thank you for helping us follow the story of Hurricane Ian in Florida, and we'll be back to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.